This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
All right, man, we back with another one. It's your boy Almighty. We on No Jumper, man. And I've been hella excited to bring bro through, you feel me, man? Yes, he got the hits right now, bro. You feel me? I know y'all been hearing Slow It Down. You feel me? Y'all gonna know. That's some fun, baby. It's been a fun, baby.
You think you give it on my, with that on my gun, baby.
Yeah, that's that shit.
You appreciate feel me, you, bro. Man?
We got John Mack up in here, bro. How you feeling today, gang?
Man, you know, blessed, bro. Can't complain.
That's right, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, you feel me? I've been wanting to get you in here for a minute. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I heard the song Everywhere, you feel me? I can't get away from that motherfucker. Every time on my phone, I see that. Yeah. It's everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I got to get bro down here. He's going crazy right now. We got to do it. You feel me? How you feeling today, bro?
Bro, I'm feeling good, actually. Bro, I just got out here like a couple hours ago from the Bay.
Mm. You drove?
Hell yeah. Every time.
How you like that long ass drive? What is it, 6 hours?
Yep, five, six, yep. Bro, to be honest with you, a lot of the time it's therapeutic. You know, I throw on some Rod Wave or something. Manifest, nigga, get it. You know what I mean?
Just, getting that
you
know, meditate. For real.
Yeah, you feel me? But sometimes it'd be longer than other times. Like today was long, bro.
What time you leave?
I left at like 4. Like 4 a.m., feel me?
Early morning type.
Yeah, it was long. I only got like 2 hours of sleep last night, so.
And you been thugging.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You That's crazy, saying? Man. What? Man, we glad you got down here safe, bro, to come through, man. Look, you feel me? Tell us about your upbringing and where you from, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm from East Oakland, California, seminary to be exact. Mama raised me in A5ville, but pops had me on a sim and shit. And, you know, bro, it was a struggle, but it don't feel like the struggle when you're young.
It's regular.
You feel me? Yeah, it's like, nigga, we having fun. Like, I'm outside with all my partners and shit, not even knowing, nigga, I need some new shoes or whatever the case may be, or we ain't got as much food in the house as, you know what I'm saying?
You have both parents in the house?
Nah. Mm. Nah, just my mama and my two siblings. So it was my mama and three kids, no help.
Okay. Feel me? And tell us how that was.
To be honest, it was like, as I got older, it was like motivating and innovative in a way. Like, cause like my mama, that's superwoman. Feel me? So it's like, bro, she did all that shit by herself, bro, no help, made it work. And then and Pops was, you know, he was in the streets and shit, feel me? So he in and out of jail fighting murder and shit. So I'm back and forth to go visit him. Mm. Then when he out, he ain't really around too much, you know what I'm saying? And then he finally he died when I was 10, feel me? Police killed him. Mm. And it got harder but easier at the same time, cuz I started getting older and like making my own, having my own perspective of shit, you feel me? Mm. But like, you know, bro, it was hard as fuck, but that always clashed me on to my mama, because I only had one parent versus my siblings got two.
You the older sibling?
Nah, I'm the middle.
Mm, okay, yeah. Okay.
So I got an older sister and a little brother on my mom's side. Mm. Feel me? And then, bro, in the household, I was really the man all the time, bro. That's why, bro, I feel like growing up with a single mom and shit and an older sister, I didn't whoop niggas for my sister, hella shit. You feel me? So it's like, nigga be overprotective. Like, I learned that protective, like, instinct hella early on. Like, you feel me? I ain't doing no plan. Nigga look at my mama while we out. Like, bro, what you mean? Like,
what age you start feeling like that, if you can remember?
Like, 8. Mm. Like when I really start understanding shit. Feel me? Like 7, 8. Because I grew up early. So, like, bro, like not trying to, like, glorify certain shit, but, bro, like, when I was, like, 8, nigga, I was off the porch. Like, we hitting licks. We robbing niggas for bikes, beating niggas up, taking their bikes. Feel me? That's where I grew up in Oakland. So, it's, you know, that's what it is. And it's not really a bad thing at that time. It's just a fun thing. You feel me? Niggas ain't trying to be gangster. Niggas just want to have fun. Feel me?
A fact.
Knockout missions and shit.
Just see going out to randoms.
Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Point them out, knock them out.
Bro, exactly.
If you know, you know.
Come on, bro. You feel me? Like, yeah, bro, it was really one of them, bro. You know? So, you know, but, bro, it was. No.
You see any crazy ass shit growing up in Oakland?
Yeah.
You said seminary to be exact, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where filthy is filthy, nigga. Okay,
Hell yeah.
How feel being from like a legendary ass place like that? Like, everybody know about seminary for real if you tap into the Bay.
Everybody say the same shit. They be like, filthy. I be like, yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah. It's a blessing. Like, it's a blessing and a curse, but more of a blessing. Feel me?
Mm.
But like you know, it feel good being from where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be from certain, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But when you really come up from that, it'd be like, all right, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Walk around with your chest up a little bit, like, nigga, I'm from Mutu. I'm from Simmons.
Yeah, nigga, it's tatted on my chest. Niggas better stop playing, bro.
That's right, that's right, that's right, bro. So, what age, how was you like early? Like, you know what I'm saying? Elementary school, middle school, you know what I'm saying? Was you feel me, class clown, playing ball? Like, what you was on type shit, bro?
Hey, that's a good question, bro. Ain't nobody asked me that, bro. Like, I feel like, bro, early on, bro, I was horrible. I was a little, I was an angry young nigga, bro. So, like.
Lost your pops.
Yeah.
Misguided anger. Nigga don't know where it's coming from, but he's just angry.
Exactly. Mm. Feel me? I feel like, but even like, even to a point where, before I lost my pops, it was situations that he'd be like, son, I'm on my way. Feel me? And then I pack my shit, be juiced, because I want to go with pops, nigga. That's my superhero, you feel me? But he wouldn't come. So I'd be waiting, feel me? And he wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? And
how it'd should make you feel?
Angry, nigga. Mm. So I feel like it stemmed from that, and everybody in all my immediate got anger problems. My mama, my both of my grannies, both of my grandpas, my dad, feel me? So it made it worse. So, nigga, I'm fighting, whooping niggas, and then, like, second grade, I went to school in the 80s on A5 called Highland CDC, and, I threw the chair at the teacher. Second grade, they kicked me out of Oakland School District. You feel me? Had to go to another school. In the midst of me in the village, nigga, stealing bikes, doing what I said we was doing. And, you know, a nigga was just a bad young nigga, bro. I got kicked out of a few schools and shit. And then middle school come. I'm playing football and shit. And, like, sports, bro, really taught me.
School or, like, organized at the park?
School.
Okay.
School. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. You feel me? And sports really taught me how to, like, be stand up for the most part, bro. It's weird, like you know. But anybody that plays sports, like, they know, like, bro, football, basketball, and shit. Certain coaches you cling on to because they like sort of a father figure.
Discipline,
yeah, discipline. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So that I feel like sports was like my figure. Feel me? That taught me like, right, all right, I
coaches,
gotta, yeah,
my teammates, like my brothers. You feel me? The camaraderie, shit. We traveling. You feel exactly. me? Like, we game.
Exactly. Mm. Feel me? So, you know, but we ain't really, bro, I always wanted to play Pop Warner, but moms ain't let me because my cousin got paralyzed when we was young, you feel me? And we ain't had the money
for
it.
That scarred her.
Yeah, you
and
feel me?
And that Pop Warner should be expensive. The helmets, the pads.
Bro, what?
I like did it 500. For a little bit.
Oh, for real?
That shit expensive as a bitch, nigga. Yeah. I remember I went to quit. My mom like, this shit $500-$600.
You not about to quit, nigga? You was a boy? You was raw?
Hell no. I was dirt, bro. I'm on the second offensive line. Bro, we lost. They made us backwards crab walks. I'm like, we out of here. I need to go play basketball. We out of here. You feel me? No cap. You feel me? So you wanted to play Pop Warner, but you never got to.
Nah, I never got to. Mm. And it's crazy, right? Because, nigga, my granny lived right down the street. She lived on School Street. And right down, or Coolidge. It was right down the street from this park where the Oakland Dynamites used to practice at. Mm. So, nigga, I'm talking about every time I wake up, every time I go outside on a poach or something, I hear him practicing down the street. Mm. Feel me? And I'm hot, bro. I go watch the practice like, bro, why I can't play? Mm. My mama would be like, nigga, you ain't got no money to play. Nigga, facts. What you mean why you can't play? Nigga, feel me? I'd be sick, bro. So, you know, but a nigga converted over to basketball, and then basketball was like my everything.
What age is this?
This like, I always hooped, but football was my first sport, but like this, at this age, it was probably like seventh grade when I was like, yeah, hoop is me all
that's
the way.
Like 13?
Yeah.
13?
Like 11. Like,
okay.
Or something. That, like,
maybe like sixth grade, like 11, 12?
Yeah, type okay. shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. yep, uh-huh. Mm. Like sixth grade, sixth grade.
When you got
grade.
In the ball, you like, you feel me? This what I'm really feeling.
Mm-hmm. Hell okay. yeah. Hell yeah. Especially because the school I went to school on, in the 60s on 6th, 4th and Excelsior in Oakland, right? Mm. And it was called Explore. And, that was my first time really being on a hoop team, kind of, sort of. And then, like, nigga, after that, bro, I'm like, yeah, bro, that's it, bro. I feel like I was saucy. So 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I played all every year after that. Mm. Feel me?
So you felt like this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to the league.
I was going to the league.
He said I was going. Not nigga, was, no nigga coulda, woulda, might. No, I'm going.
Bro, I was going. Could nobody. The guy used to wake up hella early in the morning and had put the garbages in the front. I had a little basketball.
They like
court.
Cones.
Exactly. I'm talking about in and out, in and out, in and out, finish. You feel me?
The white vest on and shit. Hood, make your own shit.
Come on, bro. We that's balling. Right. We even had the crates attached to the wall and shit. We used to shoot in the crates and shit. Feel me? Like shit like that. Like, bro, we was hoping, bro.
Right, nigga, so I was going to the league.
Going.
So what age did you start to realize, like, this shit, I might not. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or did you ever have that moment? Like, did you ever have a moment like, damn, I might not go to the league, bro?
Yeah, I did, bro. When I had to go to continuation school and my grades was so I'm like, bro, it's over.
Gotta do it.
Yeah, you know, and I'm like, it's over with, bro. I got that call. I'm at practice when I get the call too. It's like junior year. And I was already a fuck up, nigga. I had all F's and shit, wasn't eligible, but the coach still let me play. He could have got fired. He like, nah, bro, we need you. Come on.
So you was nice.
I like to think I was. You feel me? I like to think I was, but then you
coach
got,
ready to get fired for you.
Come
nigga.
On, man.
You had to be nice.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, like continuation school, and then I'm like, damn, bro, this shit over with. But in the midst of everything, I was still doing music. So like, nigga, like, but I'm hooping more. If you would have asked me back then, bro, what you would have chose, music or hoop? People asked me before. I'd be like, hoop.
You was recording yourself?
Yeah, basically.
What you was using?
Mixcraft 6.
Mixcraft 6.
Yep, in the garage. Yep, Mixcraft 6 in the garage.
You doing your shit. Yeah. Okay. So you'll be like chilling weekends at the crib, recording, but you playing ball though all through the week type shit.
Bro, I'm talking about, nigga, I play for two teams. I play for my summer league in high school, and I play for a AAU team in the summer, right? And so my AAU team practice was right across the street from my high school practice. Mm. So I practice, nigga, I drink some Muscle Milk in between and walk across the street, practice. Right after practice, I go to the studio. Mm.
So you always, that take a lot, because at that age, bro, niggas is fucking around,
yep,
doing bull, chasing the hoes. Like, nigga, that's a different kind of discipline at that age, for real.
Yeah.
I was fucking around.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of discipline, for real.
Yeah.
So that's when you realize, like, damn, I might not hoop because my grades.
Yep. Yep.
So that's when you go all music.
Yep. Continuation school. Yep. Uh-huh. Mm. I was already recording my own videos all 4 years of high school and shit. So like senior year of high school, the whole junior year, I was just writing. I wasn't in a studio like that. Senior year, I barely was in a studio like that until I found a new one. And then like, I was like, this it, bro. Like, so that's why when people say, how long you been doing music? I tell them realistically how long I've been doing it, but how long I really been pushing. It's since like 2016 when I graduated.
Mm. So the hustle, not your first music video.
Nah.
Mm. So you been had shit. Yep. I tapped into that.
Hell yeah.
That's crazy. Yo, yeah. So you already had shit before?
Way before. That shit hot garbage. Nigga, hot garbage. Nigga, my mama, hot garbage, bro. I deleted all that shit.
Because I'm like, where they at? Because I thought that was your first shit.
Yeah, I deleted all that shit long time ago.
This is not nice.
Hell nah.
This is not nice.
Nigga, bro, I'd be on the bigger I would have got, I'd been on one of the vlog pages. You niggas probably would have posted me on some. This nigga was garbage.
Who you was listening to at that time? Like, who was your influences musically growing up?
At the time, I was listening to hella like local gangbang shit.
Okay.
Feel me? And like
local talent shit.
Yeah, local talent. Hella local talent, bro. Like, and you know, we got some pretty big Bay Area names. That's in the Bay. Feel me? So like, I was off all that shit. And to be honest, bro, I always been the type of nigga like that listen to like pop music and like, feel me? That's one of my favorite genres. You feel me? Like pop music.
Who your
music.
Favorite pop artist?
I would say Killer Roy. I don't know what people consider him. I consider him pop, right?
I do too.
Yeah. He probably the top, my top favorite.
So who was one of your main influences? Like, did you ever have an influence like this is, did you ever hear somebody and was like, this one to make me rap?
Yeah, hell yeah. So when you put it like that, Lil Wayne, nigga, that's for the sure. GOAT. That's all.
Niggas not fucking with him.
At all.
I'm telling you.
At
especially
all.
That time. Like, yeah. 2010, 2009.
Exactly.
Like, nigga, oh my, it was crazy.
Exactly.
It was crazy.
Exactly. That nigga, bro, that's the only nigga, well, probably not the only, but he'll say some shit that you'll hear and be like, yeah, that's saucy. But months later or a year later, you'd be
double
like,
back.
Ooh, shit, hold on. That's what he meant.
Or you'll listen to that shit 10 times and catch a new one.
Exactly.
And be like, damn, I've been listening to this shit for a year. I just got that motherfucker.
It's saucy.
He's crazy.
Bro, that nigga so nice, I don't believe he was just punching in every song.
Because there's no way.
No.
That shit was insane.
No.
Nigga, that shit, bro, it's no way. Nigga, have a bar so crazy.
Yeah.
You didn't write this? You didn't think about that?
Nigga,
nothing?
Bro, nigga perped out. He lied.
Ain't no way, bro.
He charged it, bro.
I never thought about that for real. Like, nah, you rapping too crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Nigga,
yeah.
So that's who you heard some shit and was like, man, I got to start rapping.
Bro, Wayne is really, nigga, that guy. That's, bro, when, bro, I'm telling you, I'm not going to feel like I've accomplished a lot until I get that Weezy feature. Mm. When I get that, nigga, y'all niggas gonna see me full of excitement. Nigga, I'm gonna be able to, nigga, I'm gonna be juiced. Nigga, hey, I gotta
never
get
gonna
that.
Hear that now.
What, bro? Wayne feature, bro. I'm talking about, bro. I had that nigga CD, nigga, every fucking album on the little CD shit. Mm, nigga, I had
CD player.
Yeah, bro. Every song was, every song, even his weak shit was raw to me.
What's your favorite Wayne album? Or Wayne song for real?
Wayne song, I would say. So if I'm being biased, it would be this one. I don't know what he call it. It's hella different names on the thing, but I think it's called Ice Cream Hoodie. Mm-hmm. I know it word for word. Feel me?
What tape that's off? You don't know?
Nope, I don't. Uh-huh. Nigga, so that's why I said if I'm being biased, because when I first heard the song was when this one day, nigga, me and my moms and shit, my pops was in a police car, and we pulled up to get his shit out the car. And he was in the back of the police car handcuffed, and we took his CDs and shit. Mm. And that song was on one of the burnt CDs. It was back when they was burning CDs and shit.
My
that song
brought all the CDs.
Yeah,
back.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Mandatory, bro. You feel me? And so that song was one of the songs on there, and it was fire. And especially, bro, it's weird, bro. After my dad died, I listened to that type of shit, because Lil Wayne was damn near his favorite rapper too, feel me? Mm. So like I listened to all the shit that he had on that CD, and that one stuck out even more, so I slapped it even more, so it reminded me of the time that my dad was, feel me? So that's why, like, you know what I'm saying? But I would say either Ice Cream Hoodie or probably this one called Mega Man.
Mega Man was crazy.
Yeah, Mega Man was
crazy. Mega Man was crazy.
For sure. For sure.
So once you like, all right, I'm finna take this shit serious, like, what's your next move from there? Like, you know, when you first start shooting shit, you like, all right, I'm just playing with it, or like, what's your goals with it at that point? Like, I'm just trying to, you know, just do it because I like it. Or like, at that point, was you already like manifesting this?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so you knew.
Hell
like,
yeah.
This where I'm going with this shit.
Yeah, bro. This shit been something since I was like eight. I wrote my first rap at eight. And since I was eight, it's been like, bro, like the shows I be having and shit, I be posting on my gram. I post these shows on my gram with like the crowd going crazy and singing my shit, right? And like that shit, my family, like my immediate, my mom, my sister, little bro and all them, like we all in the group chat. And my sister, she recently said some shit like, I remember when you was hella weak. When we was younger, you writing them weak ass raps and shit. Mm-hmm. She like, boy, you was bunk. I ain't think you was gonna do shit. You feel me? She keeping it up. That's how we talk. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So she like, brother, you was bunk. She like, but I remember you always said like, you gonna do this shit. You mm-hmm. feel me? Like, nigga, like this it. You gonna buy nigga a house. We ain't never gonna have to. You feel me? Because mm-hmm. it always been that. I always knew it was gonna be this. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So nigga manifested and prayed for this shit. That's why when people ask, how you feeling, bro? Blessed, bro.
A fact.
Grateful. Mm-hmm. Grateful as. Bro, this shit's crazy. It's surreal still, bro.
That's
like, nigga, I didn't watch nigga No Jumper in it. Nigga, I used to listen to your shit in high school. I was off you and Frosty the P. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah, bro,
real.
Come on. Yeah, bro, I'm telling
so
you,
he
bro.
He know what's going on.
Come on, bro.
He knows
I'm telling
what's
you,
going
bro.
On. Nah, that's
yeah.
Love.
Yeah, this shit all a blessing, bro. This shit crazy.
Circle moment for real.
Yeah.
Man, so being from Oakland, bro, and being from seminary for real, like, do you feel like being from where you from, like, has that ever stopped you? Like, has the politics ever stopped you from being able to maneuver a certain way, or do you feel like it's hard being from where you're from?
In terms of being specifically from the hood that I'm from, no. Like, because I'm not in that shit. I feel like that was the best thing I could have ever did in my life was
not gangbang.
Separate yeah, from the gangbang and shit. Of course, you nigga, my cousins, my brothers, my partners, everybody gangbang. Feel me? And I don't gangbang. I'm around everybody. Like, you feel me? I tried at one point in time, but I don't gangbang. You feel me? But if it's that, if I'm with my brothers or something and we see them or them and it's that time, then it's ain't no other choice.
Fact.
It's up. You know what I'm saying?
Got to.
But other than that, bro, like, that's the best decision I ever made was not get in politics and shit. You feel me? I had to make a decision recently based off like sort of kind of like some politics shit. Not really, but sort of kind of like, you feel me? Based on how everybody else may feel. But I'm like, nigga, this for me, nigga. Right. Ain't nobody do nothing for me but me. Mm. So I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
Could you speak on that?
Nah.
Look, I sum it up for him. Basically, yeah. You feel me? You nigga finna to do something, you know, like niggas might be mad at this one, but it's yeah. like, I gotta do this. I'm trying to get on. Like,
come
this,
on.
You feel me? This
yeah.
is for me.
Yeah.
No cap.
Yeah.
I know it.
Uh-huh. For sure.
I know exactly how it get, bro. Have you ever lost anybody close to you due to these Oakland or seminary politics?
Yeah. A lot of people. Mm. A lot of my cousins and brothers and shit. Because they choose to be in that shit. So, you know, if perhaps they stayed on a straightaway path from when we was having sleepovers and shit and playing a fucking youth basketball and shit. Like, perhaps they would have chosen, you know, they'd still be here. Mm. Unfortunately, but yeah, I lost a lot of people to this shit, bro. Mm. A lot.
At what age, you feel me, like, do you lose one of your first ones? Like, you ever lost, like, a close homie that you like this my boy, or like, just an associate? Or, like, what's your youngest memory that you have of, like, losing somebody close to you? Besides your pops, though. Like, when
besides pops?
Yeah, like, you feel me, like, politics shit. Like, you feel me, we just outside, this my boy, and then, like, yep, a nigga gone type shit.
Mm-hmm. Probably, I would say probably like 13.
Mm-hmm.
Like 13, but as time progresses, when it really start kicking off,
right?
Like 17, 18, and you feel me? Mm. Yeah, but I was that young though. I was still a early teen.
Mm. Damn, that's crazy, bro. So, speaking of, you feel me, being from seminary, bro, you got any shit with 50, or like, what's your relationship with 50 if you got one?
It's cool. We ain't just like, What's up with bro? Right. You feel me? But you know, when I see him, like, it's like, what's up with bro? Like, you good? Like, type shit. If right. I was to see him, but I don't really be over there like that.
Right, you feel me?
Like, I'm not chilling on seminary. I'm not, you feel me? I only go there for my auntie, my granny. I might kick it for a minute or something, or if I shoot a video or something for pops, you know what I'm saying? I might, you know what I'm saying? But if I seen him, it's, what's up with bro? You feel me? But other than that, it ain't really no like I ain't gonna sit here and jaws like we just hella like, hey, call me or where you at or pull up. You feel me? It never been that.
Mm, okay. All right, for sure. So, bro, man, you got this crazy ass hit. You feel me, man? Can you talk to us on how you came with the slowdown, or like, you feel me? Like, what was the process on making slowdown?
The process was, I got in that motherfucker with like probably like 3 to 4 bars, right? 4 to 8, maybe, right? And I knew them was catchy as fuck. So I'm like, all right, it's good. Most of the time I go to the lab with like 4 bars or something, I get in there, I put that down, and I just go off of that and punch in type shit, you feel me? And it was one of them, and I'm drunk in that motherfucker. Mm. And it was a bad session. I'm like, bro, I ain't feeling this shit. I'm like, combat, bro, just bounce this shit out, bro, and then just send it to me, feel me? He like, you ain't feel it? I'm like, nah, bro, it's good. So he sent it to me and shit. And then I'm slapping it for a while and shit. And then everybody end up fucking with it. And I just had him copy and paste the first 8 to the last 8. And that ended up being a hook.
The hook.
That everybody liked.
So that was your verse and you made it the hook.
Yep, exactly.
That's exactly how niggas be.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of them and it ended up going up. You feel me?
Mm.
So, I mean, you know, I didn't think it was going to go up like that, but it did.
You didn't like that shit?
Nah. Not really.
That's crazy. He did not like Slow It Down.
Nah.
Them be the ones sometimes.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So what was your thoughts when you first heard it? Like, you like this shit bunk? Like, what you thinking?
Yeah, I'm like, this shit bunk. Like, I don't even, you feel me? Like, it's good. Like, I didn't even show my niggas right away until I was playing it in my rotation. Feel me? And then they like, brother, nigga, why you ain't send this? Hmm. Send me this, boy. I'm like, I wouldn't even fuck with it. Y'all fuck with it. Like, yeah. I'm like, man, bro. And I still ain't dropping. I'm like, what these niggas talking about? Feel me? Mm. And so I still ain't drop it, but when I needed something to drop, because I hadn't dropped in a minute, bro, I dropped it with a lyric video on my gram and shit.
Mm.
And then over the time, that motherfucker climbing my analytics and shit, like my Spotify artists and shit. And like, nigga, it's climbing. And then, nigga, one day, hella shit hit the fan and shit, and nigga, that motherfucker go up.
Mm.
I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Everybody
hit
me
like, how did that shit go up? You remember?
So I use the sound, the audio sound for like certain posts and shit and like, you know what I'm saying? And little shit, but I wasn't really dialing in on that shit like that. Cause I'm dropping hella music. I thought hella other shit was going to go before that. And so like, so I seen that people start using it. So I start using it, feel me? And it just hit the algorithm and then bigger people start using it and they nigga amplified that shit.
And
times
it's on
10.
TikTok.
Yeah.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
So TikTok.
It was going up, and then I had ended up coming out here for hella label meetings, and then my manager, Matt, he like, John, bro, that motherfucker just went up like 500 videos or something, you feel me, 1,000 videos, and we, every fucking hour is going up like 1,000, 2,000 videos, feel me, and bro, it was crazy. He like, bro, you got to hit. Yeah, bro. Because it had went viral. It had went viral, and then it stopped. And then it went viral again with a different on a different sound page. Mm. So it got two sound pages on TikTok. So it got one with like 15,000 videos, and it got one with like 100-something K. So, yeah.
How did that shit feel, bro? Was that your first, like hit? Like, maybe, like, you know, you could have, like, a smaller one, like, in your city, but, like, that was, like, the first one, like, nigga, this is it.
Hell,
like,
yeah.
How that shit make you feel, bro? Like, what was the first moment where you, like, damn, nigga, like, I'm low-key here. Like, nigga, this a hit.
The first moment was at the Mike Sherm show. Nigga, not too long ago, probably, like, a month ago, in Sac. And, bruh, I put it on my gram, bro. Nigga, they was screaming that motherfucker.
Word for word.
Nigga, I didn't have to say nothing, bro. I'm like, nigga, what the f***? Nigga, this shit crazy, boy. Nigga, I'm like, bro, what the f***? And then after that, when I was just at Rolling Loud, nigga, they was screaming it there too, bro. Mm. And I'm like, bro, because I'm thinking.
I was going to ask you about that.
Bro, yeah, bro. Like, nigga, 310 bring me out. That's little bro. Like, he going crazy, bro. Shout out to 310. Bro, he bring me out on his set, bro, right? And I'm like, nigga, I'm about to perform it. Few people might know it, feel me? But they ain't really
gonna
be. You
don't got big expectations.
Yeah, like, I'm like, man, I'm about to just try to do my shit, make them feel me. I come out, they screaming it. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? Nigga, that shit had me so juiced, I was ready to jump off the stage. But I ain't, you feel me? I ain't never been a Rolling Loud. I ain't know you could step on the speakers and shit.
You can do whatever.
Yeah, nigga, next year I'm doing hella shit. But, bro, that shit had me so juiced, bro. I'm like, bro, this is crazy. I did not know they was going to sing my shit at Rolling Loud, bro. But that was another surreal moment where I was like, God damn, bro, this shit, I'm here, bro.
I'm here.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Hell yeah. Do you feel like your personality is reflected in your music?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
1,000%. Niggas be, bro, it's to a point where niggas be like, they be like, they be in the comments like, bro, this nigga, this shit weak. Or they be like, bro, this shit weird. Or it's somebody said some funny ass shit, right? I love the comments. It's funny as fuck, even when they talking shit. I be trolling back, you feel me? But look, somebody was like, what you say? He said, he was like, this shit kind of raw, but it's kind of ass at the same time. That be fucked up, dude. I'm like, bro.
I said, this shit weak, but this shit nice. So he got like, fucked up.
I'm like, so I think I comment back. I'm like, bitch ass nigga. So, but I had to laugh, though. So he like, bro, let me go check out the other shit. Then he came back like, bro, all right, your shit fire. You feel me? But it's like, I'm saying that because, nigga, the shit that I do, I be trying to do wacky shit that make people be like, bro, did he just really do that?
Right.
Or, bro, what the fuck? Why would he do that? Like, because it's different.
Out the box.
Yeah, you ain't never heard it, but it's still in the pocket and, like, you still floating on the beat, but it's like, damn, bro. And I feel like it show your comfortability. And I'm a goofy-ass nigga. Like, you feel me? Like, so it's only right that I show that in my music. I like to do the funny, like, punchlines, the movie references, and the pauses in between certain bars and, like, the tone of my voice switch shit up. It's just fun.
Bringing the fun back into the music.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. To sum it up, bringing the fun back into music. Because I want people to hear me, nigga, when they sad or down or something, be like, it turn up. You know, the ladies be outside with they partners and shit, and they might be going through it, nigga, going through it with they nigga or something, and they turn up, get pretty, feel me, turn my shit on and go crazy and feel good. You know what I'm saying? Even for the niggas, I want niggas to feel like they can knock a bad, you know what I mean? And,
facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some player
good
shit.
Music, supposed to. You
exactly.
Feel me?
That's
right. How do you feel when, like, motherfuckers be like, oh, one hit wonder, oh, TikTok rapper ass nigga.
Yep.
You feel me? When they don't even know about a nigga catalog.
Oh, God. Bro, to be honest, that shit is like, it's motivating, bro. As weird as it may sound, like, that shit, I'll be like, all right, bitch ass nigga, I got something for you.
I'm finna show you
this. Yeah, you gonna see, nigga. Just give me another year, year and a half, nigga. You gonna see. Feel me? I know everybody gonna eat their words, cause even before I got to this point, niggas was saying certain shit and they ate their words. Nigga, where I'm from, nigga, I get more love at fucking LA than I get at home in the Bay Area, nigga. You know what I'm saying? How is it that I get more love on SoCal than NorCal, and I'm from there, from a young nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy like that. But
do you feel like that's cause, nigga, you not on some extra out gang banging that shit and that's all niggas wanna hear, damn near?
Yep. I feel like that played a part too. Exactly.
You feel like it was harder for you because you wasn't on no street shit to still make it and do your thing?
Yeah. Like, I feel like that play a big ass part in it for sure. Cause everybody love controversy. Niggas politics. Love controversy and politics and shit. That's what give views and feel me. Mm-hmm. And like I respect it. Like you feel me, but I'm not a part of that. And if I ain't gonna, I feel like, bro, like on some spiritual shit, bro, like if I can't get to the next point by being me 1,000% without doing some fugazi ass shit,
I don't wanna do it.
I'm cool. It ain't meant for me. Feel me? I get it somewhere else. Like it's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I always knew, bro, I'm gonna make motherfuckers love me one way or another to the point where motherfuckers don't got a choice. I gave the Bay Area no choice but to fuck with me. Feel me? I ain't dick riding no niggas. I don't need no feature that bad. I don't need to be locked in with no niggas. Feel me? Cause I don't give a fuck enough. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I know what I could do. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it was always that, bro. But, yeah, bro, a nigga was rooted out at home before anything, and I made them niggas eat their words. So when niggas say the one hit wonder shit, y'all see.
Right.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. I got something for you. You feel me?
And I feel like that's the best mind state to have, you feel me? Because a lot of niggas let them make them angry, feel me? And then, you know, when you let shit get to you, you'll get to change in how you move because you letting this shit get to you, feel
exactly.
me? Like, how do you block out the hating ass comments and you feel me? Like, what you do?
I write. So, like, I not only do I write, but, like, nigga, bro, I'm outside of music, bro, I don't only do music. You feel me? Like, nigga, I'm in the gym, I box, I everything, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, everything under the sun that's active, bro, I do. Like I'm in the gym 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And I feel like that gym shit, bro, it stimulates your mind. Like,
yeah,
niggas that's
in it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I feel like certain shit kind of get under my skin with certain shit, mm-hmm. but, like, I go to the gym and I just, you feel me? By the time I leave the gym, nigga, I don't even fuck about that shit.
You don't smoke, you don't drink?
Nah. I drink not as much as I used to, but I drink if anything. You feel me? Like, but like, nah, I don't smoke or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
You never tried it?
Yeah, I used to smoke when I was younger. I started smoking at like 9, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That nigga was 9 smoking. Who put you on smoking, nigga?
The older partners, bro. So where my mama raised me at, bro, in A5 Village, I was back and forth, like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Where mom stayed in the village, it was this shit called the Dollar Boys. We call it Moneyville, you feel me? Tassa Village. So the older niggas, it was a group of older niggas that was just always on hot shit in the village, you feel me? That was the big bros, sort of, kind of, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, my first time hitting the blunt was, nigga, so we had 3 stories. We had A and B, C and D, E and F apartment, right? And we lived on a middle apartment. So right in front of our complex, I hit the blunt. My mama caught me. I'm like 9. Nigga, she come outside. She like, get your bitch ass in the house right now. Nigga, I get in the house. Nigga, she wait behind the door with the belt. Nigga, I come in the house. I come walking in like, feel me? I don't know she behind the door. Soon as I come in, she whacked me all in my shit. Wah, wah, getting on me, you feel me? But that was the first time I hit the blunt. Then I start cutting school to smoke, 6th grade, get caught. 7th grade, we smoking. 8th grade, we smoking. Then I get put on probation in like 9th grade, and I'm on ankle for like 45 days and shit.
What you do?
Stupid shit.
Caught you a case. What happened?
Yeah, burglary. Stupid shit.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me
you feel
too.
Me?
The burglaries.
Yeah.
They gotta do what they gotta do, bro. Mm-hmm. Nigga trying to get to it.
Yeah. Come on, bro. Especially,
I feel you.
Especially, nigga, when you ain't got no money, you feel me? You gotta.
Bro, when my at school talking about you, nigga, talking about then look at what nigga got on. Yep. That shit gonna make you fall in something.
Yep.
You gonna go fall in a nigga window.
Yep.
Expeditiously.
Come on, bro.
I know how it get. I know how it get. You feel that bitch again talking about look at the bottom of his jeans. They ripped. What? Nigga finna go get the feel right now, bitch. I'm finna go get some jeans. What you talking about?
I swear to God, bro.
I know how it get. I said, we used on probation, you was on house arrest, man. What you was doing on house arrest, bro? How you kept yourself stimulated on house arrest?
I was writing raps, bro. For real. And that nigga, I was hooping at that time. So, right. So, the what made it worse is my PO was at my school. Like, we had a PO at the school.
It was like
the
little station in the back.
Yeah.
I know how I get.
You feel me? Like, bro, what? Nigga, come to my class. Bro, I was charging my ankle monitor in class.
That's crazy.
Niggas be like, blood, crazy. And then when I'm hooping it, we go to a game or something, I got ankle monitor on. I'm the only young nigga with tattoos. I'm buff as fuck as a kid.
Niggas look at me. Who's this grown ass thug on the court?
Bro, I swear to God. Bro, I swear to God, bro. That's how they was. Bro, niggas looking at me crazy. And I'm like, bro, I was high-headed back then too. So I'd be like, bro, like, what you looking at, bro? Like, talking shit, I didn't have a problem with people talking shit. Like, as in, like, people didn't talk shit to me because they was nervous of, you know, like,
right.
This, look how he look. Like, nappy right. ass head, tattoos, ankle monitor.
And as a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
What age is this?
This is like, This is like actually 8th, 9th grade.
Yeah.
9th, 10th.
Most niggas wasn't tatted up an ankle monitor.
Hell yeah.
I was on ankle monitor like 10th.
Yeah.
You feel me? So like nah, niggas be looking at a nigga like a mass murderer.
Bruh.
Like, what's up with this nigga? He own that.
Yeah, bruh. Yeah, bruh. Now it's different. Back then it wasn't.
Facts.
Yeah,
that's crazy, bro. So man, nigga, I remember you was saying, you feel me, you had hella label meetings and shit. You feel me? So like, is you signed?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So what was it, like a bidding war, nigga? Like, how was it?
Yeah, it was a bidding war. We was trying to go with the best terms. Mm. You feel me? Like, what felt the most genuine and the best? You feel me? A nigga wasn't really too much tripping off a big bag. The first deal ain't gonna be what you want it to be. Feel me? Even if if you even sign, you feel me?
Right.
But like, we was trying to go where it made sense, and we went where it made sense. But after all, it didn't make so much sense.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga would have been better off indie. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you regret that shit already?
I don't regret it. Everything happened how it's supposed to, so I don't regret it, bro. But I'm learning from it.
Mm.
You feel me?
As
like,
you should.
Like, a nigga ain't getting fucked over or nothing,
right.
But it just ain't what I thought it was gonna be. Like, it's not, I'm not getting the correct push that a machine's supposed to. But everything is solely based off strength. Me, my manager, and my engineer / producer.
Mm.
Feel me? Like, nigga, nothing is from no label or nothing. I'm basically indie, nigga.
Mm.
They basically just gave me along like, hun, little nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, go.
Facts.
You feel me? Like, that's what it is, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, but, I mean, so be it, bro. You got to roll with the punches, honestly. You feel what I'm saying?
I feel like you got to use the first deal as leverage. And nigga, you ain't here now.
Exactly.
I'm gonna figure it out. Now I'm here.
Exactly, bro.
Type shit.
Exactly.
As you should, bro. Damn, that's crazy. But nigga, I seen you did the remix with my nigga He and Beezy. How did that come about?
Yeah.
Remix to Slow It Down for y'all who don't know.
Yep. So my manager and his manager is like locked in.
Okay.
Feel me? And they felt like it was the best move to collab the two. Feel me? Because Beezy crazy. That
facts.
Nigga, he be going crazy.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been for a minute, too.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of niggas come and go. He been around for a cool little minute. It's been like 2 years now, damn.
Yeah. He had a couple viral ones, didn't he?
Facts.
Yeah.
He got some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. And I'm like, art is good. Like, at the time, I wasn't really too familiar with him Beezy, until my manager was talking about him and shit. But when I heard the song, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know who that is. Like, bro, be going crazy.
Okay.
Feel me? And then I locked in, like, all right. Then he got on it. Then it was that. Feel me? So that's how that shit came about, though. And it worked out for the better, too. That motherfucker was one of them ones.
Nah, that's the fact. That motherfucker smooth as hell, bro.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Bay Area or West Coast music in general has a ceiling? And do you feel like you got a ceiling being a Bay Area rapper?
I feel like I have no ceiling. I feel like, bro, we to the moon with this shit.
Mm.
Feel me? But I do feel like it is a ceiling with a lot of this shit, especially Bay. I'm not going to speak for L.A. because I'm not from out here.
Right.
Feel me? They have crucified me. I'm not from out here, so I can't speak for L.A.
West Coast in general, bro. I feel like we got a ceiling. You feel me?
Yeah.
Or like, that's people's opinion. Like, you feel me? Rapping a certain way, you got a ceiling.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's the narrative.
How do you feel like you navigate through that? Like, nigga, I'm finna push that. It ain't no ceiling. I'm going to figure it out. Like, you feel me? What's your methods of how you feel like you're going to go about pushing past that ceiling?
Consistency and like love, bro. Like, I'm not in competition with nobody, bro. I fuck with everybody. I fuck with all type of music, bro. And I feel like I'm not limited to just one style. Right now, that's the style that I've gotten known for, but I have multiple. And, like, I feel like my versatility is, like, limitless when it comes to the music. I could do any type of, you want some lyrical shit, you want some singing shit,
right?
You want some, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, on some Greedo shit. Greedo, fuck it, bro. When I was in the studio with that nigga, bro, I'm venturing off, but I gotta say this, bro. When I was in the studio with him, bro, and he was recording shit, he showed some other shit, bro. I'm like, bro, this nigga really an artist, bro.
Facts.
He's really an artist.
He's making
bro.
Music for a long ass time, bro. He got the formula.
Yes, bro. And that shit, it's amazing, bro. Mm-hmm. And it's like niggas like that I'm going to surround myself with. I don't want to be stuck around just this, just right. that. You feel me? Like, I like
don't
niggas
that. Put yourself
that.
In a box.
Exactly. Feel me? And that's how I always thought. And sure enough, nigga, I made it out of the Bay. Not too many, you correct me if I'm wrong, but not too many Bay Area artists get the love from L.A. Mm. They do, but like...
Unless they on some gangbanger shit. You know niggas love gangbanger.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like that's the easy route. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Nigga, mm-hmm. talk about some dead ops. Nigga, yeah, exactly. You're in the door.
Yeah, for you're sure. In the door. I hate that shit.
It's crazy.
I hate that shit.
I feel like, bro, that shit need to change, bro. Like, do you feel like... You gonna be one of the niggas who gonna change that and how you go about that type shit. Like, nigga, like, this not what we doing. Like, you feel me? Like, I'm gonna be the one who gonna change that.
Yep. And it's crazy. I always say that. Like, I always say that about that and, like the conversation of nobody ever makes it out the Bay or nobody mm-hmm. ever gets bigger than this person or bigger than that person. And I don't want to be bigger than nobody. I want to be the biggest I could be, right? But, like, bruh, I feel like I'm going to be the change for that shit because mm-hmm. I'm not ever finna be rapping, even if, let's say, perhaps I did, nigga drown something or something, pop something up. I still ain't going to talk about it. That's how I was raised around. You feel me?
Right.
The 90s generation. Shit. Yeah, you feel me? Niggas don't talk
do too
about
much talking.
Yeah, ain't none of that. We don't put that. We don't even put it on the net, bro. Mm-hmm. Feel me? Like, all the shit niggas been around or done did, bro, you would never see me post or glorify certain, but that shit bunk, bro. Feel me? So that's how I'm gonna beat it, is just to stay pure on what I'm doing. Eventually niggas gonna hop on that wave of nigga, what? I'm about to do it for the bitches. Like, you feel me? It's,
bro,
what?
I always say mm-hmm. women and children.
Exactly.
Niggas don't buy nothing.
Shit.
Niggas don't support. Niggas don't buy merch. Niggas, the first thing niggas will say, oh, no dick riding.
Oh,
niggas, women and children, they're gonna buy whatever the kids is gonna tell their mama.
Facts.
You feel me? Women and children, bro, that's the key.
Bro, what? Facts. Facts. And the whole time I, like, every time I say that, right, one of my little homies, he a producer, we was in the lab, he like, yeah, bruh, I be doing it like this, cause I be getting it for free, ooh, this and that, and it's like a program or some shit. Mm. And I said, bruh, that right there is the reason I don't do music for you little niggas. Mm. Cause nigga, y'all gonna try to fight, nigga, we used to burn CDs, nigga. Facts. Y'all gonna get it the free way as possible, bruh. Feel me? I don't wanna do music
Facts.
For y'all niggas, bruh.
Niggas don't
y'all,
buy nothing.
Come on, bruh. Niggas gonna gravitate towards where the ladies go to.
Facts.
Feel me? Wherever the bitches go, they going.
They gonna play it because bitches like it. So
exactly.
You'll eventually get the niggas if
Come
you target
on,
the women.
Come on, bro.
You got the formula. He telling y'all.
For sure. Like, you feel me? That's what it is, bro. Like, nigga, and I've been saying it before my song did what it did, and after my song did what it did, bro, it just proved me right. Feel me? Because that song, like, a lot of niggas probably don't even like that. Bro, it be bitches posting videos, slapping it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it be niggas in the back.
Hmm.
And the niggas in the back, they'll be sitting there like this. Then when the camera get on them, they feel me, like, you know what I'm saying? And it be
little
shit like
one,
that.
Two.
Yeah, like, nigga, you gonna go to what, you know what I'm saying?
That's what that's like, bro.
What
you
is.
Gonna do it because nobody wanna scare the hoes with their playlist.
Come on.
You don't wanna scare the hoes with your
For
playlist,
sure.
bro.
For sure. For sure. Niggas, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Bro, how do you balance your personal life, you feel me, with the rap shit and you starting to blow up?
My personal life, I'm still getting used to it. Like, nigga, I'd be at the, my brother be telling me, he'd be like, bro, we'll be at the gas station or something. I instantly pull up, bounce out, go in that motherfucker or something, be talking or something, come back out, and he'd be like, bro, you gotta stop doing that, bro. You know who you is, bro. You know who you becoming, bro. Niggas know you, bro. Why you doing that? He like, bro, just give me the money. I'ma go in there.
Mm.
Feel me? I'm like, all right, bitch ass nigga. You feel me? Like, nigga, chill
you
out.
You ain't used to it yet.
Yeah, you feel me? So it's like a nigga always been on certain time, like as far as like being on P's and Q's, head on the swivel, just because certain shit a nigga endure, life or death. But like, you know, like nigga, I'm not, feel me? I'm not used to certain shit, but that's facts, bro. So I'm still adjusting. Like, nigga gonna get better with that shit, but nigga still getting it together.
Mm, for sure, bro. Man, what you feel like is one of the biggest misconceptions about being in the rap industry, now that you in it?
The biggest misconceptions about being in the rap industry?
Like shit that niggas think this shit is, but it
but
ain't.
But it's not, yeah. To be honest, bro, like, this shit phony.
Fake as a motherfucker.
Everything is premeditated. Everything is like, nigga, nothing is, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's rare that niggas get a genuine organic banger.
Facts.
You feel me? And I feel like that's why, like, the labels went crazy when me and 310 shit went up. You feel me? For the simple fact that, bro, it was organic. Niggas ain't got to put no type of bread or no type of, you feel me? This shit just.
How did y'all connect?
our managers too. Again, you feel me? My manager the GOAT, bro.
That nigga putting all them pieces together.
Come on, that
as
nigga
he should.
Bro, it is crazy because everybody, like even my mama be like, my mama gangster, by the way. She don't like people, bro. She ride around with, you know what I'm saying, with her ham on her. You feel me? She on that, bro. So, like, nigga, she don't fuck with people, bro. You know what I'm saying? But when she fuck with somebody, she fuck with somebody. Right. So she be like, she ain't met my manager yet. Feel me? But she be like, where Matt at? Like, I got to meet Matt. Like, you feel me? Like, I fuck with Matt. Tell Matt, what's up? This and that. I can't wait to meet him type shit. Just because, like, she see her and my aunties, and then they be like, Mac manager, like, he got a good manager. Like, he doing this shit. He be putting him in them rooms. I'm like, yeah. It's nothing less, bro. You feel me?
Yeah, what was some fake and phony shit, bro, you experienced in the industry? Like, what make you say that you feel like this shit phony?
That Hollywood shit. Niggas be like, oh yeah, bro, go out they way to tell you, hey bro, take my shit down, bro, take my number down, bro, we gotta da da da. Nigga lock in, nigga be on some faulty shit, you feel me, on some fake shit. But it's like, don't even play cool with me, cause I always grew up on some, bro, if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. Or not even not fuck with you, but I'm not gonna fake the funk. You feel me?
Like a nigga just fucking with you because you got some shit going. Nigga don't even really think that. Nigga don't even really like this song, but he see everybody playing this. Oh, bro, let's go.
Come on,
shit,
bro. Yeah.
Type shit.
Yeah. From that to the A&Rs to the interviews I done did. Like, you feel me? Like, niggas never keep it 100. Like, bro, I would rather a nigga tell me all the way, like, bro, I ain't know you before this shit. But that song went crazy, so I looked into you, bro, and that shit fire. I do fuck with your shit, and you got a buzz, bro. It's gonna help me and you if we, you feel me? I'd be like, for sure, nigga, my mama's like, come on, let's do it. You feel me? I respect shit like that. Feel me? I don't take it as disrespect. I don't take it as nothing. What I feel weird with is the fake shit. Like, I hate that shit.
Because you could tell.
Yeah.
You could tell.
Always. Always, bro. That shit is weird, bro. But I'm adjusting to that shit, though. You feel me? Like, because I got to in a career choice that I'm choosing. Feel me? It's like, nigga, you got to adjust to that shit and just get with it or get lost. Nigga, be a dinosaur or elevate. You got to play the game too. You know what I'm saying?
Facts, bro. Speaking of adjusting, nigga, can you give these niggas any advice, bro, for, like, you feel me, them new rappers and niggas coming up on how to handle, nigga, the pressures of this shit? You feel me? Like, of the fame and success, nigga.
To be honest, bro, we need plumbers, bro.
She said, hey, I say that shit all the time. I say, bro, we need more janitors. We need more janitors, bro.
Janitors get paid good,
it's
too.
It's a new nigga rapping every day. Trash men, they got a union. It's good over there, I swear to God.
You get paid good at the union benefits.
Oh.
Nigga, what? No, I'm just with you. No, look, bro, let me quit playing.
Bro, to be honest with you, bro, like, nigga, If you love this shit, bro, let the love show, bro. Like, when you love something, nothing can deter you from doing that, or feel me? And, like, believe in yourself, bro. Like, if you consistent, you could do. If you got a structure and you consistent and disciplined, you could do anything in this world. It don't matter what it is.
Facts.
Feel me? So it's like, nigga, you work so hard. If you work so hard for something, nothing else should be able to make you be like, oh, yeah, all right. You feel me? Kobe didn't, nigga, spend, nigga, three, nigga, the whole day, three different workout sessions going hard just to, nigga, go to the fucking court and let a nigga talk him out of his game and make him be, you feel me? No, nigga, like, you work hard for it, so you know what you feel me, bound to do or destined for. So I feel
Kobe
like
my goat.
Exactly. I was Kobe about to wear my Kobe shirt, but I wore the nip. This the other goat, too.
Facts.
But, like, nigga, yeah, bro, like, Kobe the goat, bro.
Like a motherfucker.
Oh, my mama, they go Kobe, Mike.
Tell these niggas.
Come on.
Bro, niggas be on my
come
top,
on.
Bro. I swear to God, nobody better than Kobe, bro.
No.
Look, I don't care about all them rings, bro. This man determination.
It's
you
crazy.
Why Jordan somewhere gambling.
Oh, God.
Kobe in the gym.
Going crazy. Going
nigga
crazy.
Nigga broke pinky, all kind of shit.
Nigga,
hamstrings
what?
Whooped.
Nigga, what?
Nigga still playing, bro.
Bro, did you see the documentary of the Dream Team?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you seen he changed the whole dynamic of that motherfucker. He came in there like, you must need me. Come on.
Facts.
Feel me? And everybody
cool
at the club, they coming at him up. They come through the lobby drunk. Kobe got his, nigga, his uniform on, finna go to the gym.
Facts.
After that turned LeBron Savage up. Nigga, LeBron has his era, but don't compare him to Kobe.
Stop.
You feel me? Like, maybe the younger people, just like we saying he better than Mike, nigga, older people gonna say, no, nigga, it go Mike then Kobe, which
facts
is respectable.
I'm not gonna argue with a
yeah,
nigga
exactly
if he say that.
Yeah.
But my goat, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's Kobe. bro.
Cold, all the way.
Okay. Even when we was trash, 06, Kwame Brown.
Yep,
Kwame Brown.
Kwame. Come on, that's Kwame the, come on, bro. Niggas got Kobe out there with Kwame.
Kwame, bro.
Like, stop. Damn, nigga, Luke yeah. Walton and Kwame Luke Brown Walton. And shit.
Hey.
Sasha Vujicic is the best second player on the team.
Bro, what? He had Jimmy, though.
He did.
Had
jumper. He the best second player on the
team.
Nigga,
had jumper.
We can't win no rings. Nigga, with Sasha and Kwame?
Yep.
Come on, bro. That's when niggas deserted us.
Yep.
Niggas deserted us. Yep. Like, you was with us through the time.
Hell yeah. What? That's my guy. You'd have thought I was from LA, bro. I'm talking about. nigga, I'm talking about then we get. Nigga, we Andrew Bynum, Paul Gasol, Lamar Odom, Derek Fisher.
It changed. Fab was back.
Bro.
He was back. Fisher came back.
Come on,
nigga.
Bro.
Gasol came. Bynum was still a boy.
Bro, we had, at the time, we had Trevor Ariza. And I remember this one game specific. Trevor Ariza did this crazy ass dunk. And I think, was it when we took the chip or when we went to the champion? I don't know. But he did this crazy ass dunk. He did an interview on it, and he was like, I felt like my brother's spirit was there with me when I, feel me? Mm. And it's crazy, right? Because I just seen Trevor Ariza at Rolling Loud.
That's crazy.
Feel me? But I wasn't trying to be on no fan. No shit. Feel me? He was with his lady and shit, too. But I wanted to take a picture with the nigga. Like, bro, nigga, I was watching you, nigga, when you played with Kobe, nigga. And feel me?
Hell
like,
yeah.
Bro, back in them days, bro, it was crazy,
okay,
bro.
Okay, bro. Do you feel like, nigga, Kobe, like, inspired you? Like.
All the way.
In what ways Kobe inspired you, bro?
Bro, I was in elementary school. I was in, like, fourth grade, third grade and shit, talking about some Kobe the best because his work ethic. Cause
that's me. It's his work ethic. He nigga, ate 3 a.m.
Bro, what? Nigga, and I at the time, I don't really even know what the fuck a work ethic is. I just know it's something good and it got to do with him going hard, you know what I'm saying? Pause. But, like, I don't know what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, bro, it was so crazy, bro. Nigga, I wrote a whole composition book on Kobe life. Like, I listened to it on the thing and wrote it down and was just reading and shit. It was inspiring, you feel me?
Facts. How did him go from Italy here, don't speak English?
Bro.
You feel me? And he got to figure it out.
You feel me?
Yeah,
nigga played soccer. And then on the court, nigga, when him and Paul Gasol used to run the picks.
Spanish. Nigga, no.
What? What? Nigga, if that's not a GOAT, I don't know what is. I don't know what is, bro.
That's a fact, bro.
Oh, my mama, bro. He taught me how to really go for it. Like, tunnel vision. Nigga, if you want that shit, go get it. Feel me? Work harder than others. Always. Facts. Never let up. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, stay resilient. Like, and really, you know what I'm saying? Stay focused type shit. Like,
work ethic outweigh talent. That's what that nigga taught me.
Yes, sir.
Work ethic outweigh talent anytime. You can be talented as fuck, but if you don't put some work in, talent goes squander.
It don't mean shit. And be obsessed with what you do.
Mm.
You feel me? Because if you're not, it ain't going.
Who else going to be?
Yeah.
If you don't give a fuck, why should we?
Exactly. If you ain't waking up every day, nigga, me and my manager Matt be talking about this too. Nigga, if you ain't waking up every day trying to do something that elevate you in that day for something that you choosing to do, bro, don't do it.
Facts.
Don't do it. You got to be day in, day out. You got to breathe that shit, bro. Breathe that shit, bro. You feel me? Like, if not, bro,
that's that Mamba mentality shit, for real.
For sure.
God, nigga, that's exactly what that nigga taught me, nigga.
Yeah.
You got to go hard, nigga. When these niggas is somewhere chilling, you got to be somewhere perfecting your craft so
exactly.
You can be better than these niggas who chilling.
Exactly.
Because there's always going to be another nigga who be in the gym, nigga. So I got to, you know what I'm saying? Nigga got to get right. It's another nigga who writing music. So, nigga, I got to go write some shit type shit. You
exactly.
Know what I mean? No
exactly.
Cap, bro.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. For me, bro, I be on some shit like, nigga, I love pop music. So I got some crazy melodies, bro. Like, I love melodies and shit when
you
I do my senior shit.
You gonna switch it up with your shit?
Hell yeah.
Some shit that's coming out is completely out the box type shit?
Yep. Mm. I got hella shit like that coming. I just gotta cater to what's now.
How did it feel, nigga? Did you ever feel, like, indifferent about going in the studio and trying something completely different? Or was it just, like, this regular?
Because
some artists have fear going out that box and trying something completely different than what they known for.
To be honest, it was a little uncomfortable, but if you ain't uncomfortable, you ain't elevating. But it was natural, though.
Mm.
Like, you feel me? I did it, and then I got better and better and better and better. You feel me? And then it's like, now I'm like, you feel me, with it? And like, for me, that's what music is about. Like, bro, I be seeing shit, like, people be saying shit like, bro, if you don't do music your way, what's the point of it? And that's not art, right?
Right.
But, and that's to each its own. Like, I hear so many people say that, and there's no wrong or right. But my definition of it, art is a it's like a if you can't if you can't cater your shit to the people that's supporting you and making you this person that you feel me, then what's the point of doing that? Like, do it your way, but also you have to cater to the people that love what you do for why they love what you do. Mm-hmm. And if you could still do it like that and do it all different ways and try new shit and get find comfort and discomfort, I feel like that's what make you an artist. You feel me? Like doing uncomfortable shit like pop music and you feel me? But some people's not into that. But I'm into all type of different shit. I want to try rock one day. Mm. Feel me? Like all type of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's going to be weak as fuck, but it's just going it's gonna be fun being in that motherfucking nigga drunk as fuck doing a rock song or some shit.
Fact,
you know what
bro.
I'm saying? Like nigga may not never drop it, but the pop shit though, for sure. The acoustic pop and I'm dropping that for sure later on. Mm. Most definitely.
You got anything you want to do, like, as far as in the industry that's not music, like you know what I'm saying? Like, yep. Like a movie, scripts, like, whatever. You got anything you want to do besides rap?
Acting. Mm. Yeah, I want to act. That shit just seems so fun, bro. And, like, in some of my early music videos, I was doing a lot of acting in them. And, like, even now.
Treatments
so like,
and shit.
Yeah, treatments, you feel me? And, like, yeah, I want to take this shit to the big screen and really act, bro. That shit fire.
That's fire.
That shit fire, for sure.
You want to like play a nigga like yourself, or you want to do something completely different? Like, you know, some niggas act like Pac, or go play a street nigga, or and then go play something else. Like, you feel me? You want to play something that's like you, or you want to do something different?
I want to both. Mm. I want to do all type of shit. I want to challenge myself. You feel me? Cause shit, I might be fucking way better at acting than I ever was at music. Shit, I don't know
if you don't try that motherfucker again.
Exactly. You feel me? If you, bro. If you was in the acting, what if they gave you a gay role?
I can't do it. That's the one I can't do.
They like, bro,
this not even acting no more, nigga. This too far. Yeah. It's like at the end of the day, nigga, I still gotta go home.
Yeah.
I still gotta go home and deal with this shit. You feel me? Like, nigga, hell no. You feel me, nigga? Nigga gotta pick certain roles because I want to act too. But you feel me? As long as niggas don't got a nigga doing no crazy shit with that shit.
They like, we got $50 million for you. You gotta play this gay role.
Hell no, cause nigga, a lot of them roles, nigga, nowadays, I feel like, bro, they really be like damn near doing that shit.
On the under,
like,
sure.
They be this close, man.
Yeah, hell
no.
What if they said you gotta put on a dress and a wig and shit?
I feel like that's a whole ass conspiracy, bro, of them putting us in dresses and shit to get a certain place. I feel like that shit crazy, bro. I don't feel like we should have to even be doing that kind of shit, you feel me, to get a certain way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that Cat Williams shit. Like, how you feel about that Cat Williams shit? Nigga?
Bro, I feel like everybody trying to shut that nigga out. For so long, they try to shut him out and make it like, bro, that nigga's a drug addict. That nigga, bro, no. That nigga the truth.
He know what's going on.
He know what's going on. He seen that shit firsthand. We haven't. So, of course, what's true, brother, we live in a world full of lies, so the truth seems so absurd.
Mm.
You feel me? So, a lot of that shit may be like, what the fuck? Yeah, on mama's, bro.
That's quotable. No cap.
You feel me? Like a lot of that shit gonna seem absurd because it's what's really going on and we can't, you know? But, like, nigga, bro, that shit was crazy. Like, I agree with a lot of the shit he was saying, like, because I used to look up conspiracies and certain shit, you feel me? And I never really knew if it was true, but when people clarify that shit that been there firsthand, it's like, even with the Diddy shit that's going on, it's like, nigga, I been knew they was doing that shit.
Well, I been saying Diddy was freaky. That's the freako. We are freaky, watching it.
Freaky ass boy.
It's happening, bro. It's crazy, nigga. I'm telling you, bro. Shit real, crazy. Nigga.
Yeah, that nigga crazy, bro.
Hey, no cap, though. But, man, hey, nigga, with Slow It Down being so big, do you feel like it's any pressure with coming with something next? Or, like, do you feel that at all?
A little bit, bro. I ain't gonna sit here and kept, like, a little bit. I feel the pressure. You feel me? As far as, like, bro, like, I know, nigga, I get another one. It's going to change my life. But then again.
How you handle that pressure?
Nigga, I love music, bro. I don't care, bro. Like, this shit ain't. I wasn't here last year. You feel me? Like, nigga, if I did it once, I could do it again. But that's not my focus. I'm not trying to get a hit. You feel me? Like, I'm not hit chasing. You get what I'm saying? That's the easiest way to fuck up. You feel me? And play yourself out your position is hit chase. Now you making irregular shit that's, you feel me?
You chasing it.
Yeah, you chasing it. You know what I'm saying? So really, for me, I'm my biggest critic. We all are our biggest critics. But like for me, bro, I stay away from that shit. I don't even pay attention to the get another hit. I just be on some shit. Like I do what feel good, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's really how I deal with it. Just doing it. Just do it every day. Nigga don't even focus on no, bro. I need a hit, bro. I know. I need to make 10 songs this week, nigga.
Facts.
10 songs. I make 10 songs, nigga. One of them gonna be a hit for sure. I need 10 songs this week, and then we gonna see what we come up with. Next week, we doing it all over again.
That's a fact. Feel me? Hell yeah. No cap, bro. Hey, what you got next, bro? What you got coming next, man? You feel me? As far as you feel me, like what you got going on, bro? Mixtapes, music, collaboration, video shows. What you got coming, bro?
I got a lot of shows coming up. Shit, to be honest, I got my first headlining show, June 21st, at the Catalyst in Santa Cruz, and I got hella other shit coming up. I got a lot of new music coming up. Feel me? A lot of features. You know what I'm saying? We working, bruh.
And can you reveal any sneak peek feature? Can a nigga get one up here, an exclusive?
Nah.
I ain't gonna get that. I had to try. You feel me? You trying to get us exclusive, man. I tried, y'all. Okay.
Man, what if the... They coming, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, bro, nigga, I have to ask you, man. No cap, you feel me, nigga? How often you be coming down here?
Every week, bro.
Yeah?
My family be like, bro, you be gone. Gone, gone, gone. Even when I'm home, I'm not home. I'm still moving around, feel me? So, like, nigga, every week, bro, I'm out here for, like, 3-4 days at a time and shit. Then I drive back. Sometimes I come same day and I turn around and go back. Feel me? So, like, nigga be on the road. Nigga be, this second home, bro. I'm about to get a spot down here, bro.
You got to,
mandatory.
It's the hub of the music, man. You got to. You feel me? L.A. networking. How you feel like your networking skills is, bro? And do you feel like you got to get better at them at all? Or do you even care for that kind of shit? Like, do you even give a f*** to network with these niggas?
Honestly, nah, I don't. But I know it's what come with this shit.
Facts.
I know it's what come with this shit. But nigga ain't never got to worry about me faking the funk, 42 faking, because I'm never going to act like
I'm not trying to network hard, so if I do fuck with you, you know it's genuine type shit.
On mamas, you feel me? And I feel like if anything may be my downfall, it might, nothing is going to be the downfall, but it might be that. Just because, bro, I'm in my box. I don't like the fake shit. It make me feel weird internally, you feel me? So like, you know, if a nigga cool, if he ain't, and you know, like, I didn't been around certain big names, and I don't even say nothing, just cause, like, I don't feel the energy, you feel me? So it's like, nigga, it's cool. Like, you feel me? You will see me soon, like, and want to lock in. That's how it always happened. But I feel like I'm good, bro. I'm a social person, you feel me, with everybody, all cultures, bro. So I feel like the networking thing is easy for me, but it's just a matter of if I'm on that and I choose to, you know what I'm saying? If a nigga cool.
Facts. Oh God, bro. Before we get up out of here, nigga, who do you feel like, nigga, alive or dead, you feel me, if you could have a collaboration with, you feel me, you'll try to get with?
Alive or dead?
Mm-hmm.
To be honest.
And I got one more question before this one, too. I mean, after this one, yep. Too. Yeah.
To be honest, bro, I need that Rod Wave feature.
You want to get him on your type shit, or you want to hop on his type shit?
Both, bro. Both. I want to intertwine the two. But like, fired. I could be on his type of shit too, though. But I feel like I want to, like, I want him to be on his type of shit, but me to still be able to get on a beat, and because, you know, he do up tempo shit too.
Facts.
You feel me? Like up tempo singing shit. So I feel like if we got on some shit like that, but I love soulful music though. So I don't know, bro. I feel like if we got in that motherfucker and cooked it, it'll come out great. Feel me? Also, Killer Roy too, bro. I want to do some shit with Killer Roy too.
That's fire, bro. Yeah. Oh God, nigga. Then my other question is: do you got any advice for up and coming rappers? You feel me? Or any advice for rappers, you feel me, on how to keep their hair straight, or just any advice at all? What you would tell, not that, what you would tell, nigga, yourself, nigga, 5-8 years ago, you feel me? Something like that. What you would tell yourself, you feel me, nigga, to get you here?
Yeah, I would tell myself, like, bruh, stay consistent. Find a solid, genuine team where you don't got to question if a nigga envious of you, or you don't got to question if a nigga all in with this shit. Feel me? Find a genuine solid team where everybody play their position and y'all got a common goal, and they know that your win is their win. Find a solid team, stay consistent, and have a structure.
Hell yeah.
As simple as possible. Stay consistent, have a structure, and find a solid team, a dream team. Feel me? Lakers back in 09. Feel me? 2010.
The boys.
Yeah, come on. Find a solid team.
Hell yeah, bro. Hey, tell the people where they can find you, bro, before you get up out of here.
Man, you can find me on every social media at John_MACKK. Feel me? Tap in with me, man. Let's, you know what I mean? Let's get it going. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, you feel me? We got another one up here, man. I'm Almighty, you feel me? You brought John Mack through, you feel me? And it's No Jumper, bro. We up out of here.
Yes, sir.